Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Are you feeling lucky, dear listeners? Confident, even? Because there is a new report out today from the University of Michigan that says consumers are feeling more upbeat than they have been for months. So then, why did retail sales fall unexpectedly last month? Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to explain all. Amy, aren't these kind of contraindicators? What's going on? Why aren't people out there spending if they feel so good?
Well, if you look more closely at the retail numbers, it appears they actually are. Overall, retail sales did fall last month by about 0.5%, but most of that was due to lower gasoline prices. Gas station sales are part of that overall figure. So if you take that out, you'll see that demand actually picked up for things like appliances, furniture. Clothing sales jumped 3%. Economist Diane Swank with Mesirow Financial says because of those lower gas prices, people had more money to spend on other stuff.
We've seen time and time again consumers, when they turn to their own pocketbooks, they find a little extra change there, they're more than willing to spend that change.
Amy, what are the other economic numbers that are out today?
Yes, it's a big day for economic reports. The price of imported goods fell by more than 2% last month, again because of lower oil prices. So that's good news for people worried about inflation. Business inventories also grew in August, but supplies are still pretty tight, which means that, you know, when companies don't have enough computers on the shelves and cars in the lot, that can actually push prices up. But yesterday, the Federal Reserve Board put out its Beige Book. That's a survey of economic conditions. And the headline there is that the overall economy is still growing despite the housing slowdown, and inflation appears to be under control.
And didn't the stock market hit another all-time high yesterday? I mean, how's the market doing?
Well, it's actually mixed today, and, you know, it is Friday the 13th, but Wall Street does seem to be focusing on disappointing news from GE and Home Depot. Oil prices are actually up a bit today, and given everything I just said about lower oil prices fueling economic growth, that does get some investors nervous. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll look at how one Hollywood producer is cashing in on the rise of faith-based films.
Thank you, Amy Scott, of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.